It's not just pacifists and the traditional opponents of war who are joining the call to bring the troops home this week. At a teach-in on the UW-Eau Claire campus, the members of the group Military Families Speak Out are holding workshops. Eau Claire geography professor Zoltan Grossman says the teach-in also includes sessions on the history of the Middle East conflict and information on how to contribute to the reconstruction of Iraq once the war finally ends.
We don't really have a lot to be able to judge these kind of questions, be able to question our leaders or support our leaders. We need to kind of fill in those blank areas on the map in our minds and learn more about this region because this war is now 2 years old, and if we're going to make an intelligent decision, we have to get more information.
The teach-in also features stories parents have heard from their children serving in Iraq about how the stop-loss program and multiple consecutive deployments are taking a toll on troop morale. Eau Claire resident Steve Wagner's son, Nick, thought he'd finished his military obligation after an 8-month tour in Kosovo. But 2 months before he was to go home, he was given stop-loss orders to head to Iraq last year, where he spent another 9 months. Wagner says more than 42,000 soldiers have gotten such orders, and not many in the public understand what it means.
I think that if people knew that our all-volunteer army was no longer all-volunteer, they would see the handwriting on the wall, that we are only one event away from the draft.
Wagner's response has been to join a draft counseling organization and do what he can to counsel young people to listen carefully to the promises military recruiters are making. The Eau Claire teach-in will end with a rally in the center of campus on Wednesday. Over the weekend, peace rallies and protests are planned in 16 Wisconsin cities. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.